Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In last hour with Rich Fitzgerald, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, talked to Allegheny Conference Chair Matt Smith. We also talked to the contingent who's in Washington, and it's all about trying to work on what's coming next in the region. And what's coming next happens to be our new airport. And last night there was a gathering, and we have Pittsburgher of the Year with us, Christina Kasotis, who is the CEO. She's in charge of a very important project. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. As I don't have to tell you, there's so much going on, but your focus right now is obviously getting our new airport open. How do we stand right now?
We stand in great shape. We are in trials and testing, and we are rapidly completing the construction that will be done for day one. Some of it won't, because of course we have to do some things after we open. We're in great shape, and we're excited to show everybody the new Pittsburgh International Airport and the new vision of what people will see when they come in for the first time.
I'm excited to see it. It's been about a month since I took a tour, and it was so impressive then. I can't imagine how much work has been done in the last few weeks. That said, this airport represents a really important component of us attracting a whole lot of other things to the region, does it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. The airport's a front door, a last impression. It says this is who we are. And we have worked hard, along with our partners in the community who have helped make this happen, the airlines who've supported us, the elected officials who've helped us. We have a lot of folks who can take pride and ownership in what's been built, and it truly reflects and serves the region through design, through services. It's a really nice upgrade, and I'm really excited for people to see themselves and the future in this facility.
That said, as the front door of the region, I know you're also part of the vision for the NFL draft, which promises to be the largest spectator event we've ever had in the region. And a lot of those people are going to come through your front doors. How was the gathering about all the stakeholders, or many of them, about preparing for the draft?
Well, first of all, I am so excited for this draft and really excited to partner with the Steelers. They're one of the best brands we have in this community. Wherever you go in the world, if you say Pittsburgh, you're going to get that kind of, you know, look of, and you say Steelers, it's instant. People understand that brand, and we are really excited that they'll be hosting this draft. We're part of a host committee, along with a whole lot of other people who are working to make this happen. And there's a real focus on making sure that the airport is the place where people feel, wow, that they're here for something really special and that Pittsburgh has stepped up to deliver. So we're excited for that. I'm really glad it is happening in 26 and it didn't happen in 25, because I think that we have an extra chance to add to the great impression that we know that the city and the region will make.
Certainly a new story to tell. You're right. We're with Christina Cassota, CEO at Pittsburgh International Airport. And that said, it's surprising sometimes I talk to people when I've flown recently. I feel like I'm an ambassador, Christina, because I'm sharing what I saw. I'm like, no, there won't be any tram anymore. And they're like, what? You know, you, and certainly you, and I'm engaged too because I'm loving this. But a lot of people, you're going to have these aha moments and wow moments when people actually experience it. So give us kind of the elevator pitch on what will be new at the new airport.
Oh my gosh, so much is new. It's an entirely new experience when you are checking in, when you're picking up your bag, when you're getting dropped off, when you're getting picked up. It's a whole different facility, and it merges so beautifully with the existing facility where the gates are. Some people think that we have knocked down all the gates, and so sometimes it's hard for people to get their heads wrapped around what's really happening. What we've done is we've moved the building where TSA, check-in, and baggage pickup are located. And you have this magnificent building with lots of natural light, lots of space, and very, very easy wayfinding. There's only one way to go when you go in the front door, and it's straight ahead, through the gates, through over a little bridge into a tunnel. How Pittsburgh is that? And then the airport opens before you, and you get to find your gate. It's just it's a much better experience on departures. It's a much better experience on arrivals. It's better for meeters and greeters. They'll have space. They'll have amenities. They can sit and wait inside or outside on one of our terraces. It's a spectacular experience. And one that when Sean Doyle, the CEO of British Airways, was here for the future travel experience, he said, I've never seen anything like it in the U.S. It's amazing. And we really hope that everybody, once they get used to, you know, doing things a little bit differently, will appreciate it as much as we do.
And as far as I know, the world's only 100% self-sufficient energy airport, which is really
you
good.
Are an ambassador.
I do.
You've got it.
I'm excited. Well, appreciate you taking time. Do we have a date yet in October?
We do not. We do not. We're not going to announce one until we know we are 100% ready. The last thing I want to do is we can't afford to have something go wrong, and we are testing and trialing. And until that's done, until everything is in place, we won't be announcing. But we're very excited to be opening soon, I promise, and a date will be coming soon.
Because I want to be there, Christina. Broadcasting live that morning, I was at the old airport on the day it opened, and that was in October, as you know, way back when in the 90s. So looking forward to it.
I do know. We have a rich history to build upon, and I'm excited for that.
Appreciate your time, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Have a good day.
You got it. Christina Cassota, CEO of the Pittsburgh International Airport, and a lot more to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.